Hi, this is Pam Brown.
I'm Ann Diver Stamness, and this is Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50. This week, we continue our exploration of solitude.
Our guest today is Dr. Kathleen Doty. Kathleen is a professor in the English department at Humboldt State University with an impressive list of publications and research in the areas of linguistic analysis of literature, language of the Salem witchcraft trials, and stylistics. Welcome back to the program, Kathleen.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
What does solitude mean to you?
Solitude. I think that's one of the major food groups in my life because it's important, it's nurturing, it's nourishing. It's necessary for me to feel balanced, calm, happy.
You need it then. It's like something that you require then, it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes. I think of myself as an introvert, although I agree with lots of your earlier guests that introversion, extroversion, of course, is on a continuum and it varies over time and in life and so forth. But clearly, I've always been more introverted than extroverted, and having time to myself and silence is part of that.
How is the time when you're alone different or similar to when you're socializing?
Well, it allows me to recharge, get my energy back. Not that I don't enjoy socializing. I enjoy my friends. Friendship is very important to me. And as a teacher, I have a lot of interaction and a lot of performance. And so I need time that's quiet for me to regroup and recharge. So it is necessary. It is fulfilling.
I'd like to take a step back.
Okay.
I'm wondering how you define solitude.
So solitude for me is when I am by myself, I am quiet, I might be reading, I might be just sitting and thinking. I might be in nature. I might be on a walk. I might be on a run. I might be really just being quiet. But those are things that allow me to think about what I want to think about or not think at all. If I can shut up the voices in the mind, if I can calm that down, I can only do that when I'm alone, not with other people.
Is there a different kind of energy or sustenance that you get by being social?
Yes. Again, friendship is very important to me, even though I am more introverted than extroverted. But I come from a small family. I don't have a lot of relatives. I'm single, don't have children. So friends are everything in terms of socializing. So it's really important. I like to interact with people. But after a while, sometimes it's too much. I have to take a night off. I have friends who can socialize every night of the week. I can't imagine that. I can do maybe two nights in a row, and then it's okay. I need a night off. I don't want to present myself as a kind of recluse and silent person. I do enjoy social interaction and friendship. I like to have fun. But again, it can be tiring. Just need a break from all that talk. I think the thing that, you know, my professional life has been in language, surrounded with language, studying language. And so for me to have time to not be talking or thinking about language or even writing, just doing other things is part of the solitude and it's part of what I need to be happy.
What differences have you noticed in the role solitude plays in your life now versus when you were younger?
Yeah, that's an interesting question because that's something that I've been thinking about over the last few years as I'm easing out of my career and into semi-retirement. I have found that I need more solitude than earlier, and I don't know if I was just because I was so busy and I had to work, I had to interact, that I just kept that going. But now I enjoy it so much more and I want more of it again so I can have time to think about what I want to think about, do what I want to do, and so forth. So it has changed, and in a good way. I also wonder, though, if it's perhaps a temporary desire to have a lot of solitude as a kind of moving away from a busy career and being active in that way. I don't know, because I'm only in the phase of I just want to have time to myself and think and read and be creative and so forth. So that might change. I think it does change throughout one's life. Again, as I said, I've always been more introverted, and so I've needed this, but I think I was more active and social 20 years ago than I am now. And maybe that's normal, and it's just part of energy, but also changing desires.
How do you know when the time of solitude that you enjoy is morphing into isolation?
Yes, another good question. I think that is an important one to consider. I don't know the answer, because it is easy sometimes to slip into, oh, I haven't spoken to anyone for 3 days. Maybe I should call a friend, or maybe this is enough silence and solitude for a while. So I don't know. All I know is I try to be aware of that. I try to gauge it. I try to not get too reclusive, because I think that is the danger. It can be for me, because I like it. I like it so much. I'm fairly content with being by myself for a certain period of time. But then I realize, no, I need to interact with my friends. I need to have some contact here, because I like that too. So it's a balance. It is a question of balance, finding that balance.
One of our guests talked about filling time with hobbies. What role do hobbies play in your life, if any? And do you see this as filling time or being something meaningful?
I have taken up some creative work and working with glass and doing artistic work in the last few years, and that's been great. Again, it's part of a way of being that's very different from my teaching career, in that I'm working not with language, but I'm working with color and shape and design, and it's a lot of fun. So there are other things I hope to do in that realm, but right now I'm kind of obsessed with glass.
It sounds like a perfect obsession and a good place on which to end the interview today. Thank you so much for taking the time once again to come talk to us.
Oh, thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Annie is our editor and engineer.
Tune in next Thursday to Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50. For more information, past shows, and the links to our podcasts, email, and Facebook group, go to chronologicallygifted.org.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Annie. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll be here next week, and we hope you will be too.